country skier born in the troubled Xinjiang region to be a joint final torchbearer at the climax of the Winter Olympic opening ceremony on Friday night. Campaigners say that at least 1 million mostly Muslim minorities have been incarcerated in so-called re-education camps in Xinjiang, where China is also accused of forcibly sterilizing women and imposing forced labor. After initially denying the existence of the camps, Beijing said they were vocational training centers aimed at reducing the appeal of Islamic extremism. The U.S. and lawmakers from multiple Western nations have accused China of carrying out a genocide against its Muslim minorities in Xinjiang, a charge Beijing denies. Washington is leading a diplomatic boycott of the games by a group of Western nations, including Britain, Canada, and Australia, over China's human rights record. The countries taking part in the boycott have not sent officials to Beijing, but their athletes will still participate in competitions. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, the U.S. military's European command said on Friday. A spokesperson said, quote, "These are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies." On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Madagascar has put six of its regions on high alert as a tropical storm is forecast to hit the Indian Ocean Islands east coast Saturday with intense winds of 195 kilometers per hour, according to government officials. Residents across the island are stocking up on groceries and securing their homes as much as possible before the storm lands. About 4.4 million of Madagascar's 28 million people are at risk, with nearly 600,000 expected to be directly affected and more than 150,000 likely to be displaced, according to officials. Government and Red Cross teams are preparing for emergencies. The new cyclone comes just weeks after Madagascar was badly affected by another cyclone and heavy rains, which caused 55 deaths and made 131,000 people homeless. Sudan's leading pro-democracy group lashed out at the United Nations on Friday, accusing it of failing to safeguard the country's transition to democracy and being soft on the generals who led last year's military coup. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led dozens of protests since the military takeover in October, once again rejected an initiative by the UN mission in Sudan aimed at bringing civilians and the military to the negotiating table. The coup upended Sudan's transition to democracy after three decades of repression and international isolation under autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. The African nation has been on a fragile path to democracy since a popular uprising forced the military to remove al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. The UN said Friday it was rushing aid to more than 20,000 Sudanese and South Sudanese refugees fleeing clashes in northwestern Ethiopia, where refugee camps have been looted and torched. The United Nations Refugee Agency said fighting broke out on January 18th in the town of Tongo, reportedly between federal forces and unidentified armed groups in an area which borders Sudan and South Sudan. A camp near Tongo, hosting more than 10,000 refugees, was looted and burned, according to a United Nations human rights spokesman. Another camp in the area had already been looted in late December, he said. A total of 22,000 people in both camps were then cut off from assistance. UNHCR said it was providing displaced refugees with hot meals, clean water, and medical care. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.